Hello, I would like to present an electrospindle made by me from a 2.2 kilowatt 2800 RPM Doxhan type engine. The design was created for use in a small universal milling machine for machining aluminum and steel. I decided on my own design because within the budget, I would have to choose a liquid-cooled Chinese reaching 25,000 RPM, but not having a sensible torque in the range below 4,000 RPM, or Perske or LT engines available on auction portals, which usually come from carpentry machines. So without modifications, the bearings are unlikely to be suitable for my milling machine. They cannot withstand larger axial loads. The basis of the project is the STG90-2D engine produced by Primiesha with a capacity of 2.2 kilowatts at 2800 RPM. Lamp holder with socket ER25, I used ready C25, ER2550. I was considering making the entire rotor shaft from scratch. However, to avoid a few hours of chip production, I decided to shorten the original 20mm shaft before mounting the front bearing and mount the new hub for the housing and the front bearing on it. Since the diameter of the motor shaft at the seat of the front bearing has the same as the shaft of the housing, the hub has a bore in the center with a diameter of 24.85 millimeters and is connected to the shaft and housing by thermal shrinkage. The hub bore and bearing mounting surface are machined from one flange, ensuring their concentricity. The hub is made of a steel piston rod with a diameter of 50 millimeters. When it comes to bearings, I made a compromise using a wheel hub bearing from the Audi A3, 40x74x40. I know I should use a pair of precision angular contact bearings, but the simplicity of assembly and price prevailed. Internal treadmills, they are mounted on a hub with a sliding fit and tightened with a KM8 nut. Original rear bearing, single row ball bearing. Virtually all radial and axial forces are absorbed by the front double row angular contact bearing. The rear only works with a small radial load, guiding the rotor. The front engine cover has a bore hole with a diameter of 84 millimeters in which the new bearing housing, made of steel, piece of forks from the carriage, centers on the lock. The bearing fits inside it with an interference fit of approximately 0.02 millimeters and secured with a Sager ring. Tool runout measured 20 millimeters from the frame is 0.04 millimeters, and I don't know how much of my work in it and how much of the rice frame itself. The rotor was not balanced. But during operation up to 50 Hz, it did not show any major vibrations. I assume work up to 75 Hz, up to approximately 4K RPM, so maybe it won't be a problem. The entire spindle is attached to the axle with two M10 by 1.25 bolts from the front and one 10mm dowel from below. The photo shows the hydraulic Z-axis from the SMC MXS25100AS cylinder. From my own experience, I know that such cylinders work without any problems with hydraulic fluid up to 3 to 4 megapascal. The integrated linear guide is quite stiff, and the hydraulics ensure backlash-free operation. But this is already a piece of a separate topic about the milling machine.